got my space suit on. We're gonna leave at dawn.
It's a clear. You are listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 237 for February 14th, 2010. You'll take me to the moon. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. This is a catchy little tune that I thought would set appropriate for the day. I want to ride your ship. I want to ride your rocket. I want to take this. And the music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. Straight up to the stars. I want to ride your rocket all the way to Mars. And the song you're listening to is Ride Your Rocket from the album All the Way to Mars. A little wine with lunch. Soft and cozy play. And the artist is Melora Hardin. Miles above the ground, and just enjoy the view. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.net. I want to ride your ship. I want to ride your rocket. Well, welcome again. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And if you're subscribing, thank you for being a subscriber. We really appreciate it. And thank you for stopping by and listening. And on the co-hosted segment coming up, we have information about a host agency and training that this host agency offers and some of the benefits of belonging to this host agency. And you're going to hear it right here on the Home Base Travel Agent Show in the co-hosted segment, along with Lorene Romero. But before we get there, you can always reach me if you have questions, comments, concerns about the show, or things that you want to see improved. You can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And the website is www.hometravelagent.net. And we'd like to thank our sponsor, Citrix Corporation, for their product, GoToMeeting. And you know, with all this heavy weather, it makes sense in getting the meetings as close to you as possible. And you know, you can skip the flight, skip the drive. You can use GoToMeeting to host an online meeting instead. So everyone simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and now they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. And with just a click, you can host sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos right from your own computer. Now you can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days, but you must visit GoToMeeting/podcast. That's www.GoToMeeting/podcast. And go there and get a free 30-day trial. Well, last week we didn't have a show. I was in Chicago for the weekend, and we had a very productive weekend. I was there for a meeting with the team at Raw Voice Incorporated, and we're doing our annual planning meeting. And the reason I bring it up is because we had a great steak at a restaurant nearby the hotel, and the restaurant's called the Rosebud, and it's just right off Delaware Place, which is where the Hilton Suites was, or still is, where we stayed. You know, we just found the hotel because it was or the restaurant because it was close by, and decided to stop in there. And it was an intimate kind of little restaurant, very nice atmosphere. But what was great about it was this was one of the best steaks that I've ever eaten. So if you're in Chicago, down by the Water Tower Place, down near the Hancock Building, or if you have clients going that way, well, I recommend stopping in for supper one night at the Rosebud and getting one of their steaks. You'll really appreciate it, I know. Anyhow, just a tip, a traveler's tip when you're on the road. So if you do stop in there, please let me know. Drop me a line, tell me what you think about it. Well, with that and without further ado here, I want to get on into the co-hosted segment of the show, and we will take that up right now. Here we go.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment of this show, and Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. That's when the show is coming out. We're recording it ahead of time, but I can't. I've got to remember to wish everyone Happy Valentine's Day. And we have a guest today, and we're going to talk a little bit what's going on within our guest's company. And it's a host agency, and it's a great host agency. And I think Lorene will have some things to say about that. And Lorene's here with me as well, so I'm going to turn it over to her. Lorene, take it away.
Great. Thank you, Barry. Yes, the wonders of modern technology. In reality, it's January. In the future, fast forward, it's going to be February when we put this up. So that's the wonders of being able to do podcasting. And it is, Barry's going to be out of town. So we'll just blame it on him. We won't talk about that. I'll be at Macworld and out of town too. So we are making sure that we've got all our listeners taken care of. experience of having a show go on, even though we're not going to be around. I love our guest today. Known her for several years in several different roles of the company. And we have on today Jackie Friedman. She is the president and general manager of my host station, which is Nexting. And I have always given full disclosure about the fact that I'm with Nexting, have been for several years, and that I love my host station. And I wanted to have her on the show again. We had her on a little over a year ago. But I wanted to have her on the show again to be able to kind of talk about what's going on there, and things are really moving forward and being very productive. And I wanted to have a real voice on instead of just mentioning it myself. So, Jackie, welcome back to the show. And let's talk a little bit about what you do there, what your role is, where are things going, and I know you're excited about all of it.
Great. Well, thanks, Lorraine, and happy Valentine's Day to you, too. We're talking so much about love that I think it's very appropriate segment airs on Valentine's Day. But at Nexion, we have had a great year. And about a year ago, we really changed our focus a little bit in terms of how we wanted to brand ourselves out in the marketplace. And we changed our tagline at that time from your whole host agency to accelerate your success. And to me, it was a lot more than just changing a tagline. It was really living that whole concept of being there for independent agents and giving them the tools, the technology, support, marketing, and resources to help them truly, truly realize their maximum potential in this industry. A couple of things that we've done since we last spoke, or at least have evolved since we last spoke, is really put a tremendous amount of focus around training and education programs. We launched about a year and a half ago, almost a year and a half ago, our Power Up program, which is a program geared for newer sellers of travel. Typically, our Power Up students come from businesses. They have good sales and marketing backgrounds. They're well-networked, but they're new to the travel industry. And Power Up gives them specific training and mentoring to help them really grow their businesses. We also launched what we are calling Nexion University, which is a learning management system where agents can have access to a wide variety of materials, from pre-recorded webinars to interactive learning sessions to job aids, things, again, intended to help them be successful, you know, in their particular roles. We also introduced a number of new webinars over and above your standard supplier webinars. We have virtual panels, featuring various destinations, niches, specialties, what have you. But they're geared, they're multi-supplier virtual panels, similar to what you might see at a trade show, but done over the phone. So those are just a couple of things. We continue to run 3 to 4 very successful boot camps every year. Boot camps are 2.5-day intensive training sessions focused on sales, marketing, product, how to get the most out of Nexion services, as well as just tremendous opportunities for networking and making sure that our agents can get the most out of their membership. So our first one is coming up just a little over a week after this podcast airs, at the end of February. And then finally, the last training thing I want to touch upon is the highlight of our year. Every year we do our annual Connection Conference. This conference is about 250 agents and suppliers who get together for about 3 days. Last year we were in Orange County, California, and this year in late September, early October, we will be in South Florida in the Miami area, and really looking forward to that opportunity. So training is certainly an area of focus. The other thing that we've really been focused on is how to strategically grow. And for us, strategic growth is not just how many agents we have, but it's finding, the right agents that are committed to developing their business, that are serious and that have a love for the travel industry and really want to make a go of it. And so we've done a number of things. Probably most notably is we recently signed a strategic marketing agreement with the GTM Travel Group, School Travel Marketing. They're a host agency. They had just over 400 independent contractors. And they are going to be gradually phasing out of the hosting business, even though Google Travel Marketing is remaining open. So we structured a deal that is certainly encouraging those independent contractors to come over to Nexion. And so far, after 2 weeks, we've had almost 100 of them come over, and it's been pretty busy around here, let's just put it that way. So that's important for a number of reasons. It's important because it helps us continue to grow, both in terms of bringing new agents on board, but more importantly, maximizing the potential and the sales of our existing agents and developing new sellers to travel through PowerUp so that we're delivering value for our supplier partners. So in a nutshell, Lorraine, that's probably what's been keeping me up for the last year or so since we've done this.
Well, and that, I mean, all of that sounds wonderful. It's really good and exciting. And one of the things that I really appreciate is that you, as a company, embrace all levels. And with the fact that you have a program now specifically for people who are new agents, not everybody comes into the industry with a golden Rolodex. So this is what I think is really special about what you're able to offer to the new people. You have people who are going to come from huge corporations who have downsized, and you come with that information. But you also help the people who have not. And there's a lot of people that I know that are out there are really struggling and are confused about who to get as a host agent. And I really recommend Nexion because you have to cover all the areas. I love the sessions that you have and the availability, the staff that you have, the staff. I love April.
She's amazing. And you know what? This is a people business, and it's really about relationships and, you know, working together. We view it as a partnership. You know, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is the hosting is our only business. We do not deal directly with consumers. We're really there to kind of sit behind the scenes and give you the tools and resources that you need, whether it be people to pick up the phone and answer your questions, whether it be, cruise block space so you can offer your customers, you know, either preferred pricing or special amenities, you know, whether it be the training that we talked about, whether it be social networking. You know, one of the things we implemented almost 2 years ago now is our social networking site that we call Nexion Town. And, Lorraine, I know you're certainly familiar with that. Basically, Nexion Town is, as I said, a social networking site. It's kind of like our own personal Facebook. Each of our agents who wishes to participate can set up a profile where they share their expertise and interests, and they can use that profile to, leave notes for each other. They can post questions. They can blog. They can form special interest groups. But what we've found is we've replaced the agent at the next desk. You know, one of the things I hear so often when working with independent travel professionals who are working at home is that they have that feeling of isolation. They have the need sometimes to just ask that quick question and get some input so that they can move forward and support their customers. And so Nexion Town has, for many of our agents, become that agent at the next desk. I've seen friendships form, business relationships form, and you know, we really see a sense of collaboration, even though all of our agents technically could be considered competitors. They certainly don't act that way. And for the most part, we have a very giving group, both in terms of my staff as well as our independent travel professionals, our agents.
Well, and a prime example of that is I am in the NorCal group. And mm-hmm. There's several of us, and we all just happen to be women. Men are welcome too. And we are all in Northern California. As far as I know, I'm the one who's the most north and most from the peninsula. But we're all really connected, and we feel a strong sense of community together because of our love connection. And we'll post things that I've actually had recently. One of the women on there, she saw me posting about bringing a group on an Avalon trip last year, and she emailed me saying, can I ask you some questions? I'm leaving town tomorrow, and I've got somebody who wants the book, and I don't know, you know, do you really like Avalon? How were they to work with? And, he, you know, he and I have only met a couple of times. We met actually at a boot camp, and we just have that affinity together, and she felt strong enough because we've been back and forth on that social network site that, can I call you and talk to you? We must talk for an hour. And you're right, technically she could be my competition, but we are there to be able to help support one another, and that's one of the pluses that's part of being a Nexus member is Nexus Town, because people ask back questions all the time, and somehow they always get directed to me because I'm so verbal about being, you know, on that platform. And it's wonderful. The sense of community is really nice, and that we are connected, we're not competitive.
I mean, it actually has, you know, you mentioned the comment about you being a Mac lover, and anyone who listens to this podcast I'm sure knows that. But there's some intelligence built behind the system. You know, one of the things that is important to remember about Nexion is that we are owned and backed by Sabre Holdings, which is a multi-billion dollar technology company. And there's a lot of benefits that that provides our agents. First and foremost, when you're working with a host agency, you want to make sure that your host is financially secure because you're relying on that host to pay you your commissions when they come in. So, you know, our Nexion is a very financially viable company on our own, but we have that additional layer of security in terms of our Sabre ownership. The second, though, is that Sabre has tremendous resources and expertise in the travel technology industry. And so it was actually a development group within Sabre that developed the technology behind Nexion Town, Sabre Travel Studios. And that point that you made, Lorene, about questions getting referred to you, based on questions that someone has answered previously or based on information posted in a profile, that the system will try and identify 10 people that probably have the highest likelihood to be able to answer a question and will refer it to them in addition to posting it on the site. So that is probably why you are getting some of those referrals. There's some intelligence and technology behind that that says, this woman knows about Max, so let's refer this question. You may not have realized that.
But being able to do that is a real gift to be able to give back to your members. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I had also mentioned earlier is about the staff that you have there are very personable. You are very personable. I can see you across the room, say, for example, when we were at the Luxury Expo together. Mm-hmm. You knew who I was, you know, and which is really nice because you have so many agents and I'm just one. But you said hi, gave me a hug, it made me feel very welcome. Another person that I absolutely love there is Roxy. She's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people don't, you can email them, and they will email you back. Hey, how you doing? Happy New Year. You know, oh, wait, I just had a baby. And I'm like, pictures, you know, and it's that kind of relationship
absolutely.
That you encourage in your staff to make those of us who are out here all over the country feel at home and welcome.
Yeah. And I will tell you that there's no doubt that we certainly strive to do that. But I look at it as a two-way street, meaning that those agents that are willing to invest in making this relationship work for them, meaning they attend events, they participate in webinars, they come to boot camp, they're active on Nexion Town, whatever that participation might look like for you, the more you invest, the more you're going to get out of it. And so I wish I could tell you, Lorene, that I can name all 2,300 of our agents when I see them, and I can't. However, those that are really involved and engaged and, you know, that I have gotten to know either over the phone or in person at events, I truly feel invested in their success and love to hear, you know, you and I were chatting offline before this and you were telling me about some recent successes you've had, and that is what jazzes me, and that's what I love about this job is, you know, seeing agents truly, truly, you know, realizing their success and their potential in this business.
You know, being at, I've been to a couple of your conferences and really learned. I mean, you can have somebody else be there, but getting together and being taught and getting the sense of meaning. There have been two things that I've received at conferences that just really still work for me all these years later. And one of them, as silly as it was, as we were leaving a long conference, everybody got a name badge with their name and their company name on it. Not your company name. My tag is red. It says Maureen Romero, Sharp Tongue Consulting. Mm-hmm. I use that all the time.
Yeah, we gave more out last year.
And the other thing that I was given, and I use this as a resource all the time. Remember the little cardboard kind of messenger box? And it just had all the cards in it for the different suppliers that you have. I use it all the time. I pull it out. Oh, Royal Caribbean. Okay, here's the times. I mean, it's nice to be able to go to the website. It's nice to be able to log in and be able to see what the phone number is. But just having that, all I can do is pull out Royal Caribbean. This is the number of travel agents. And these are the hours they're open.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I mean, I have an opportunity in my job to attend a lot of different conferences and events. And one of the things that I always say to agents when I meet up with them, whether it's one of our events or just another industry event, is whatever it is, when you invest in yourself and you attend an event or a conference, make sure that when you go back to your office that you do something differently. And you had mentioned that you use these things. You know, that's really key. You're not going to change the world by attending a conference, but pick the two or three things that you want to do differently. And interestingly enough, when we have boot camps, and we've done this for the last couple of years, we ask all participants who come to boot camp at the end of the session to write a letter to themselves on what they want to do differently as a result of going to boot camp. We take that letter, we hold it for 30 days, and then we mail it to them. So they receive a letter from themselves 30 days after they're back in their office that refreshes and rejuvenates that energy and enthusiasm they had at the end of boot camp. And, you know, in many cases they may have made the changes, and in other cases this may be a good reminder to do that. But, you know, I think it's really key that, you know, when you're out there and you're independent, clearly, you know, you want to look at a number of things. But I can tell you that if you have not taken a good look at being hosted firstly and being hosted by Nexion secondly, you really should take another look, because you can benefit in so many different ways, you know, from having that sense of community and family to having the training, to having the technology and tools and the marketing support, but also having you know, the financial clout and the ability to, in many cases, earn higher commissions just through the size and scope of the host. So definitely something that, if you haven't taken a good look, I always live by the philosophy that you should make any decision based on a position of strength. So know what your options are, know what's the right fit for you, and you may at that point decide, no, this isn't right for me. But that is still a position of strength, because at least you've looked at the options. So kind of a thought to leave you with there.
Yeah. One of the last things I want to bring up is, I know that you and I were talking offline about something that's very exciting that's going to be coming up for you next. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I sure can. By the time you guys are listening to this, I will be back. But tomorrow morning, I am getting on a plane flying out to Venice, where I'm going to be participating on a kind of a special pre-inaugural sailing of the newest Costa ship, the Deliciosa. I probably will learn how to say that in Italian when I'm there next week. But one of the things that they're doing as part of this event is they have selected five godmothers, one representing five different regions of the world, and representing five different unique and new features and the kind of the five wonders of the Costa world. And so they have asked me to be one of these five godmothers. And so Monday afternoon, which is February the 1st, I will be participating in a brief ceremony in Venice before we sail off for about 4 days down in Italy in the middle of in early February. So I'm looking forward to it. I've never been a godmother to a ship before, and probably never will again. So this is going to be kind of a fun experience.
Congratulations. It's quite the honor to be able to do that.
My mother, it was kind of funny because she said to me, does this make me a great godmother? So I did bestow upon her the title of great godmother.
There you go. And what's the next question, honey? If you really loved me, I would be your guest.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. you know, she'll take the honor without being able to go. So.
Well, that's very cool. Hey, Barry, you're being awfully quiet out there. Do you have any questions for our pal Jackie?
Well, I think we've pretty much covered everything. I can't think of anything to ask right offhand, and I really appreciate Jackie coming by and joining us here on the show on the co-hosted segment. And I wish you the best on your trip to Italy. That sounds exciting.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to listening to this when I get back.
And one of the things that's really ironic is that the only time, Barry, and I have physically met one another, because he lives in Michigan, I live in California, so, you know, not very likely we're going to run into each other in town, was at a Nexon conference down in Las Vegas 4 years ago, I think. Barry, does that sound about right? It's really been that long.
Well, I think it's been, at least 3 years.
Wow.
And that's the one time we were able to get together, and we met one another, and, you know, just really...
And the rest, they say, is history.
There you go. There you go.
That's great. Well, as always, I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Barry, what is a good way for our listeners to reach you?
Well, they can reach me by email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and Laureen?
I can be reached at sharptongued@back.com, and that's sharptongued at nac.com. I also have a Facebook and Twitter account. Of course, you know, because I'm a girl geek, I have to do that. Laureen R, L-O-R-E-N-E-R. Jackie, does Nexon have a Facebook fan page, or
we sure do, and we'd welcome you to join that fan page. It's simply under Nexon. You'll recognize it by the four colored ball, which is our logo. And we haven't really set up anything on Twitter yet, but it's definitely in the plan for 2010.
That sounds good. To just nag the address, whether you use it or not.
I think we've already done that.
one thing that we need to talk about a little bit is if someone wants to get a hold of Nexon and talk about joining up, how do they do that?
There's several ways you can do that. That's a great question.
Yeah, that's fair.
Probably the best way is to go to our website, which is www.nexon.com. That's NEXION.com. You'll see all the information that you need there, you know, about the different plan types and the different options. And if you want to move to the next step and speak with one of our sales directors, either Wendy or Carlin, then you just have to click on the Get Started Now button, which is the top right-hand corner, and fill out a quick form, and they will get back to you. Or, you know, if you don't need to get that and you want to send a quick email, you can just send that email to sales@nexon.com. So those are probably the two best ways to get in touch with the sales team.
And both of those women have been there a long time, because I know when I first contacted them, Wendy is the person who got a hold of me. Which is very encouraging, because in this day and age where things change every other week, to be able to say, you know, both those women are still there.
Yeah, no, they are passionate about what they do, and they you couldn't be in better hands with either one of the two of them. They work as a team. I think they finish each other's sentences, and they just present a very good first impression of connection, and then they pass it on to the rest of the team to manage the relationship moving forward.
Well, Jackie Friesen, again, President and General Manager of Next Team, thank you again for being on our show, and have fun next week.
I absolutely will. And Lorraine and Barry, thanks so much for having me.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lorraine. Thank you, Jackie. Very good. We hope to have Jackie back on here at some point in the future, and we'll talk more about host agencies. And I do have a couple of news items. Actually, the first item I have here isn't really a news item, but it is in the news, and it's in the Los Angeles Times travel section. And what it is, it's a list of passenger cruise ships, the companies, and the ships that the companies own. And this list also includes the website and the 800 number to get a hold of the cruise lines. And I thought I'd include this in the show notes. You can find a link to this in the show notes, because I thought it would be a handy reference for you if you maybe keep this in your bookmarks or somewhere, and you can find this list. It's a very comprehensive list of cruise lines, and it starts out with AMA Waterways, and it gives their 800 number. It lists their website, and it lists all their ships. And you may not have heard of the AMA Waterways. I hadn't, but they have ships named Swiss Pearl, Tolstoy, Amadolce, and so on. And it goes all the way to page 9, and the last, so it's A to W, all the last cruise line, the last cruise line listed here is Windstar Cruises, and their ships are the Wind Spirit, the Windstar, and the Wind Surf. So A to Z, basically, all the cruise lines and cruise ships here on as a list in the Los Angeles Times travel section, and you may want to keep a bookmark link to this, and you can find a link to it in the show notes. Now, the next article I read, and I really learned something here that I didn't know, and the article's entitled Taxi Tips for Travelers, and it comes from the Tribune Media Services. It's an article by Rick Steves, and it's quite interesting because it gives you tips about taking a taxi in Europe, but I'm sure these tips work anywhere, and they talk about dishonest cabbies and how to avoid them. And another tip that they have in here is that you have to be aware that sometimes if you have the concierge call you a taxi, the meter starts running the minute that taxi cab receives the call to come and pick you up. So you're being charged for their trip to the hotel or the airport, and then you're being charged for the trip to wherever you're going from that point. So be aware of that. And there's other tips here in this article that I think you'll enjoy and can take advantage of, and it may save you some money and headaches. So I would recommend you take a look at the article, go to the link in the show notes, and check it out. And hello, Coco. Coco's there wanting to be a part of the show once again. Here we are. So with that, we'll call it a wrap. We'll be back next week, and we'll be talking to you then, be talking about the travel business and travel. And I hope you have a great week. Take care, everybody. Travel safe.
I got my space suit on. We're gonna leave at dawn. It's a clear blue sky, a perfect day to fly. I never told you so, but I can't wait to go. You'll take me to the moon, and we'll be leaving soon. I wanna ride your rocket. I wanna ride your ship. I wanna ride your rocket. I wanna take this trip. Come on, let's ride this rocket straight up to the stars. I wanna ride your rocket all the way to Mars. We really won't need much once we get to space. A little wine with lunch, a soft and cozy place where we can hang around miles above the ground and just enjoy the view lit up for me and you. Oh, I wanna ride your rocket. I wanna ride your ship. I wanna ride your rocket. I wanna take this trip. Come on, let's ride this rocket straight up to the stars.